presentation of KSL Sports. Hello, Cougar Nation.
Hand off middle. First down. Touchdown! And listen to the Cougar Nation.
Every Monday night, we break down the Cougars' last game and look ahead to next week. Cougar Nation, brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Good evening, Cougar Nation. The Cougs are still reeling, but they're on the rise. They're on the climb. There's some momentum happening after a hard-fought loss against the Oklahoma Sooners this past weekend. We'll break it all down here over the next hour, and we'll take your phone calls here on Cougar Nation, 801-575-8255. A little bit different vibes this week, Matt. Even though it was a loss, there were some good feelings coming out of that
Much
game.
Different vibe. I feel like two things can be true. To take a page out of Broncos' book, especially during his time at Virginia, you remember the, we're trying to embrace.
That book?
Hold on.
We're taking a page out of that
hold
book?
Hold on.
We wanted to get into it.
Not on the field. I'm talking about when he was in Virginia. We're the program of and. We want to develop great academic players and great football players. I feel like that game was encouraging, and it was also a gut-wrenching loss at the same time. And let's break it down, Mitch, like we always do, with takeaways.
Cougar Nation, takeaways. Mitch and Matt analyze BYU's last week of play and what it means for the next week.
Every week we do it here on Cougar Nation. We give you the takeaways from the last game. And takeaway number one, mistakes sunk BYU. Three costly turnovers hurt BYU's chances of pulling off the upset, most notably that pick six on the two-yard line. Jake Retzlaff throws the pass to Oklahoma's DB Bauman, who's the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week this week. He returns at 100 yards, and instead of going up 24-17, BYU was down 24-17, and any chance of winning that game seemed like it went out the door right there.
They would have won the game if they punch it in there.
I think so.
I just feel like, considering Oklahoma had a freshman quarterback, he would have been put into a situation they clearly did not want him to be in. They were so conservative with him. He would have actually had to play real football after that point. Could they have forced a turnover on a third and long? Like, the whole game would have unfolded differently if you don't make that mistake. And I like all the new information that's come out about that sequence since Saturday morning. It was an RPO, but it was the same exact play call as the previous play where Robbins went rumbling for 20 yards and Aaron Roderick assumed that Jake Retzlaff was just going to hand it off because that's what you do in that situation, and Jake made a costly mistake. And quite frankly, the focus is on the pick six, Mitch, but all three of Jake's mistakes were deadly. His first fumble was after a massive punt return, momentum shift. Next play, fumble. Just hand the ball off on the next play. The pick six, then later in the game, he's holding on to the ball too long. Every single turnover he made in that game was disastrous.
Here's Kalani on the play call on that pick six.
Play call is an RPO, which means run first, you know. I mean, we went fast. You don't throw the pass unless there's nobody covering him. I mean, I have to go look at him. I don't think the receiver even thought the ball was going to go to him. You know, this is one of those moments where you just got to hand the ball off. And I believe they had two guys out on coverage. And that's from our read, is give the ball.
RPO ends up in an INT for BYU, and it was a costly one because, you know, I'm with you, Matt. I feel like BYU wins that game if they punch that in. It just had all the momentum. Lavelle Edwards Stadium was rocking. Fans were ready. We're sensing an upset brewing. Oklahoma fans, the large contingent of them, they were getting worried. Oh, no, it's 2009 all over again. Our starting quarterback's out. This upstart BYU team that's a three-touchdown underdog is going to do it to us again. But that pick six changed everything.
Here's what Aiden Robbins said on that sequence where he thought that maybe he would be giving BYU the lead.
a little bit, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it happened, and can't do anything to change that.
One thing you have to be proud of, though, Mitch, and this goes into the other takeaway, the response of the team on so many levels was, I think, admirable, and I think that's why a lot of Cougar fans walk away from this game kind of happy, even though you don't want to lose, especially in that fashion. But considering what had happened the three previous weeks, to have battled to the bitter end, these are the type of losses that if most of the losses had been like this, we'd have a very different feel about the season. Yeah. Even if the record was 5-6 going into this last game that we all know is going to be hard to win, but if the previous couple losses had came down to the wire and they didn't go your way, you'd be feeling a lot different. I love how the offense immediately goes down, ties the game at 24. So you do have to be proud at the way that this team fought.
I'm with you on that because, you know, this team, there was a lot of questions going into senior day as to whether or not they would just roll over and give up on the season. They didn't. And I'm confident that they're going to, you know, try to show up against Oklahoma State this week. But that battle, that fight that they showed against Oklahoma, I thought it was a moment that you can point to and say things are turning for this team and maybe program. And, you know, even Aiden Robbins spoke on Aaron Roderick and the support he has. And it just highlights the support these players have for the coaches despite the criticisms they face.
A-Rod, part of the reason I came here, no matter what people say about him, I always believe he does what he does at a high level, and he knows what he's doing. And, you know, I appreciate him for trusting me to go out and perform and trusting me because the ball is the program, and, you know, he let me have the ball in my hands, and I appreciate him for, you know, trusting me to do that.
When you get buy-in from players, I think it lends itself to good things. There were times last year where it felt like players were checked out. So credit the coaching staff for getting these guys to not give up on the season and still battle to the end.
Yeah, that was really nice on that front because you could tell that they were laying it on the line. They were competing. They were playing hard. So that was by far and away the best positive takeaway from the game. And it does give you hope for this week, for sure, that if you can run the football like that, if you can battle to the bitter end, that there's a chance you can get that sixth win. This Oklahoma State team, although they are in the driver's seat to get to the Big 12 championship game, I wouldn't say they've looked outstanding the past 2 weeks. They had to squeak by Houston. They were in a big hole. Yeah, they fought out of it, but still, they could find themselves in a big hole. And then on the road at UCF, they didn't even bother to show up. So it makes you feel a lot better about the upcoming game against the Cowboys down in Stillwater.
Takeaway number three, third down defense continues to be a downfall. Oklahoma on the day, and they're a high-powered offense, top five coming into the game in scoring offense, 8 of 16 on third downs. BYU just can't get the necessary stops.
No, and I feel like because of Jake Retzlaff's turnovers, it's easy to brush this aside, but there were many instances where if you get a stop on third down, I feel like it has an impact on the game, none more so prevalent than the final third down completion where it's 3rd and 8. You know that they're going to throw the football. It's not a running down. Like, you get a first, you win the game. They can't force third down stops in situations where it's obvious what they're going to do. That's the most concerning part is, look, 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, very difficult to stop. I totally get that. 3rd and 8, you have to pass to win the football game, and they still complete a pass on you. Although, that I don't know if that was a completion upon second look, but still, third down defense during this losing streak's not been good enough, and look, the offense has made mistakes. I'm not I'm not trying to say that that's not a problem because it totally is, but the third down defense is just amplifying the offensive issues.
BYU just can't play a clean game at all this season, whether it's drop passes, interceptions, turnovers, lack of takeaways right now. They're just struggling to find a way to play a clean game. Cougar Nation is presented by Blue Barn Wealth, fee-only fiduciaries who help you live within your meaning, bluebarnwealth.com. We're taking a break. On the other side, we'll dish out some helmet stickers this week. Yeah, we're bringing them back. This was not a blowout performance like previous weeks. We're bringing back the helmet stickers. It's Cougar Nation, and it's powered by KSL Sports.